Can you believe it? The dumbbell ate it up, gulped it down, swallowed the whole thing. The truth is, it was nothing but a windy tail. No kidding. Hiney skiing? Pure rubbish. I'd never heard of such a thing, and neither had Drover. But we had used teamwork and superior intelligence to win another victory over the cat. See, any time we can pull nasty little tricks on Pete, we consider it time well spent. It's not only clean, wholesome entertainment for us dogs, but it also keeps the cat from knowing exactly what we're doing on the ranch. That's pretty important. These cats need to be humbled on a fairly regular basis, don't you see? Otherwise, well, they start getting wild ideas about who's in charge. Pete's even more inclined that way than most cats, and keeping him humble and off balance is a very important part of... We've already covered that. Anyway, Drover and I had worked a perfect scam on Kitty Kitty, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to gloat, but our victory over the cat was delicious. We were very proud of ourselves. We were in the midst of a celebration of winks and grins when, all at once, the door of the house opened up and out stepped our people. Loper, Sally Mae, Little Alfred, and Baby Molly. They were the family who owned and lived on our ranch, the very ones we of the security division had sworn a solemn oath to protect and defend. As you might expect, my whole body began tingling with joy and excitement. Our people had come out of the house on a cold, miserable day just to see and say hello to, well, me, you might say, and maybe Drover too, but to a much lesser extent. Our people had spent a long and lonely night inside an empty house. Well, not exactly empty, but it was a house without dogs. And a house without a dog is like something. It's a lonely place, just a cold, empty, echoing chamber. But now they had come outside to see me and to seek the kind of deep and meaningful companionship that only a dog can give. Oh, happy day! I leaped to my feet and went to broad swings on the tail section. Somehow, in the excitement of the moment, I stepped on the cat and flogged him on the nose with my tail. But that was no problem. I mean, when our people appear on the scenery, my interest in cats drops to zero. Oops, sorry, Pete. Move out of the way and you won't get stepped on. You're dismissed. Goodbye. Kitty crawled away, beaming me an icy glare. That was fine. He could glare all the ice he wanted, and I didn't care. I had better things to do than worry about a shrimpy little cat. Our people had come.